0818 333 105. Now, disgust is the word that's being used by a considerable number of people, absolutely disgusted, at the latest attack on the Teban Memorial. Now, in case you're not familiar with the Teban Memorial, this is on the road in County Tyrone. Workers had been travelling home from a day's work and they were attacked and killed. I want to speak to Kenny Donaldson, who's one of the local representatives there, someone who works with Innocent Victims United. He represents those people who are part of his scheme. Kenny, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
Kenny, I'll allow you just to remind us of the atrocity, first of all.
Okay. Well, Frank, I think it's many would accept it was one of the most heinous atrocities of the Troubles, where a van load of men were coming home from, as you quite rightly say, a day's work, and that's something surely we all have, was the right to work. And those individuals, when coming along the Cookstown to Omo Road, there was an IRA team lying in wait, and a bomb was obviously detonated, and the van got the brunt of it, and there were 8 of those individuals were murdered, but there were others left with life-changing injuries, and others with the very mental scars of the images that they saw that day. A car was also following with a number of other workers, so it was coming in convoy, and you can imagine there was a lot of survivor's guilt, and within those individuals, because as I understand, one and possibly two of them would have otherwise had been on that bus, so there was a lot of issues for those folks to deal with in the years, and that's in 1992, January 17th, Frank.
The IRA at the time had warned workers that if they carried out improvements to an army base, they would be killed. Some of these workers were involved with a company that did that very work. Does that add to the hurt of the people when they think of the excuse that was used for the killing of the workers? Do they see it as a straightforward sectarian slaughter of innocent Protestants?
Yes, Frank, I think they do. And I mean, over the course of the Troubles, there were undoubtedly instances of sectarian slaughter carried out by both Republican and Loyalist terrorists. You know, I've heard it said often down the years that the IRA didn't carry out sectarian acts of terror. Well, you know, my own home patch of South Armagh, I think the folk of Tully Vallum would have something to say on that. And there are many cases right across our borderlands. The last Protestant shopkeeper in Rosslea, who was in nothing, no security forces, an aged man was murdered, and his business now lies in ruins in that particular border village. And of course, there were instances right across in our urban heartlands where Loyalists would have carried out ethnic cleansing of the Roman Catholic community also. So undoubtedly that was the case, and they used, of course, a cover of there being a legitimacy to it, because these guys happened to perform work on the police stations. But let's be clear on this here. You know, it was fascism then in terms of how they dictated people should live within a society. They murdered Roman Catholic people to prevent them from serving in the security forces. They threatened others to prevent them from going into it. Census workers were murdered. We need to be clear on all these things that were done. And now we see, even 27 years on, fascism reigns still. Because that what happens at the Teban, what happens in our memorials from right across our community, that's a desecration of the dead. That is, you know, the lowest form of low that you can have within a society, when even the dead cannot, you know, be allowed to be recognised in a memorial way like that.
It must be incredibly heartbreaking for the families, because this has been reported on so many times, this particular memorial being vandalised. And there's widespread condemnation of those who do act as vandals, or as you say, act as fascists. And it's not an unreasonable term to use. People who would do that would certainly have all the attributes of being a fascist. Michelle O'Neill, the vice president of Sinn Féin, on the programme about 10 minutes ago, criticised the people who did it. Is that form of criticism important, considering Michelle O'Neill's background, considering the party that Michelle O'Neill helps to lead?
Well, I think, Frank, certainly, I mean, you know, right across the community, if we've got political and community reps, then, you know, they have got to speak with one voice on these particular issues. And I mean, the Teban massacre, so I'm certain sure this morning, you know, people, there will be people from the community will welcome that, but the victims of Teban, what they, I guess, would like to see is a step further from Michelle O'Neill in terms of, you know, indicating that their particular crime was wholly without justification, and to call upon that local community to finally engage with the authorities around the events of that torrid day. Because there remains a cloak over all that happened around Teban when there were eight innocents perished on that day. So I think it's people within those positions who have had associations, and of course Sinn Féin and the provisional movement, it's obviously the political wing of that particular military wing. It's important if we're going to have a new society that they take it one step further and they actually account for those issues, just as others have to account for their wrong over the course of the Troubles.
You know what Sinn Féin's answer is. We've asked the question many times, we've had the answer many times. They will say that both sides suffered and both sides have their dead and both sides have memorials, and the remembering of the dead should be respected from all quarters.
Yes, but I think, we're talking about the memorial here this morning, but I'm just saying that those words will ring hollow in the absence of a condemnation of the act for those whom have been re-traumatised once again by this. What they have not heard said universally is that their loved ones, there was absolutely no right to murder them. And that's what hurts them day and day, and that's what hurts victims most across the society, I think, because let's be honest, there is a recognition that the opportunities for punitive justice are fast receding. So in the absence of convictions being obtained for many victims, what is it that they can hope for? And what they will continue to battle for to the day they die is the integrity of their loved one's life. There was no legitimacy, no matter what grievance people had, whether perceived or real. There was no legitimacy for taking your neighbour's life, because that's what this was here. It was a very intimate, set of affairs that we had in Northern Ireland, and people are still reeling from the psychological terror of all of that.
Kenny Donaldson, thank you very much indeed. I want to speak to Trevor Wilson, who is a member of the Ulster Unionist Party and a representative in the area. The Teban Memorial lies in. Trevor, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
Another difficult morning, another difficult week for the families. This is pretty repetitive. It's certainly not the first, second or third time that the memorial has been attacked, but it must be equally as sickening every time.
Absolutely, Frank. You know, we just passed the 27th anniversary of the Teban a few weeks ago. And once again, families are waking up and being told that the memorial has been vandalised once again. And it leaves the families devastated, and it leaves them disgusted that there are still those within our society who think that this is the right thing to do.
What do you say to the families on a morning like this morning, or do they just wring their hands and get on with their lives?
Well, I don't think they just wring their hands and get on with their lives, Frank, because remember, after 27 years, nobody has been brought to justice for this murders. And, you know, they feel hurt, Frank. They feel let down that, you know, one on the fact that there's been no prosecutions, but equally, you know, that unfortunately nobody can be held to account for this vandalism at the moment.
And who do you think is responsible for the vandalism? Not asking for names, of course, but are they young people who just see it as something that represents Protestant people? Are they older people from back in the day who just continue to hate those who were in the bus that day? Who's doing it?
Frank, I wish I knew, but somebody knows. And all I can do is appeal to those people to inform the police so that this sort of act is stopped. Like, Frank, whoever desecrated this memorial, they have nothing of value to contribute in any way to any community or any cause. And what pleasure or whatever you like to call it they get out of doing this is sickening.
It's an interesting text here from a guy called John, because at the beginning of the programme I said, what is it that fuels such hatred? We discussed that this morning. And John comes back to me with a text and says, you're partly responsible, Frank, your show and shows like yours, for discussing it. Let's forget about memorials and move on. What do you say to that sort of reaction from a listener?
Well, you know, everybody has their own views, but like if you're a member of a family that has been bereaved at Tiban or at any other atrocity across the province, there are those that want to move on, and equally there are those who want to have justice. And you know, it's hurtful every time when a memorial is vandalised or attacked, and I just honestly, Frank, feel for the families at this particular time.
Trevor, thank you very much indeed. Trevor Wilson from the Ulster Unionist Party. John, I may reply as well to you, considering you're partly blaming me for the fueling of hatred. The question was, what is it that fuels such hatred? I said we'd discuss that this morning. And you say it's the media, programmes like this, and you include me in it, and you say that we're fueling hatred. We're reporting, John, you say also that it belongs in the past. We're reporting on what happens. That's what we do. And we're not just picking 1992 out of a hat and saying, let's talk about Tiban this morning. We're talking about it because it's in the news today. The hatred is being visited upon the people of that area today. Yes, in 1992, there was hatred. But there's hatred today because the memorial has been vandalised. And that's why we're talking about it today.